The new novel, Bloodkin, is set in an unnamed country where a president has just been overthrown. The political landscape is in chaos. But the book deals with the personal fallout for the people who had served at the president's pleasure. NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire reports that author Kara Dwin Dovey brings an anthropologist's eye to her writing.
Like the country in which the action takes place, the characters in Bloodkin are never given names. The principal narrators are identified only by their relationship to the ousted president. His portraitist, his chef, and his barber tell their stories as their lives and their influence are shaken by the coup.
I was more interested in people who worked for a corrupt president, but in a non-political capacity. So they're not his speechwriters. They're kind of removed, one step removed from the workings of power. And I just thought it would be interesting then to explore more abstractly this idea of power and contamination.
The South African first-time novelist Kara Dwin Dovey shows how the narrators have helped to prop up the president's power through their duties. Early in the novel, she describes how every 2 months, his portraitist creates a new work, which will hang in the Parliament building.
I always mixed my palette before he arrived. I knew the shade of his skin, the hue of his hair, the pinkness of the half-moons in his nails. After he'd arrived and was seated, I'd adjust the colours slightly according to his mood. If it had been a bad week, his skin tone needed more yellow. If he was feeling benevolent, I added a daub of blue to the white for his eyes.
The narrators concentrate on their jobs, seemingly oblivious to the details of politics, until the coup, when they're taken into custody with the president at one of his palaces. They begin to fall back into their familiar roles, but this time serving the rebel leader known as the commander.
As someone who'd grown up in apartheid South Africa, I'd always been interested in, you know, how people are complicit in these regimes, even if they are opposed to them, and my parents were. But we were still beneficiaries of that system. And so for a while, I think I was trying to work through my own accountability for what had happened.
When apartheid ended and the country was trying to remake itself, empowerment projects were set up as a way to help give opportunities to black South Africans. Kara Dwin Dovey made a documentary film about one such project while she was studying anthropology and film at Harvard as an undergraduate. The film looked at labor relations on a post-apartheid wine farm.
They were claiming that workers were being given a percentage of the profits or part of the land to grow their grapes on. They were giving houses, owning their own houses for the first time. So I wanted to see if these claims were real or not. So that's when I went off and lived on the wine farm and kind of tracked the process.
The documentary that she made was called Aftertaste, and she did see people's lives actually improving on the farm. After Dovey graduated from Harvard, she returned to school in Cape Town and earned a Master's of Creative Writing as she wrote Bloodkin. She says she purposely avoided writing a work that could be seen as thinly veiled autobiography.
And I have to say, it's pretty unusual for a first-timer to do that. And it was a challenge that I set myself. I just didn't want to write that book about growing up on a farm in South Africa.
In fact, Bloodkin is deliberately not set in South Africa. It could be any country at all. The novel looks at political power and intrigue from the vantage point of those along its edges. The stories of most other fictional tyrants, like the one in Gabriel Garcia Marquez's Autumn of the Patriarch, have been told from the ruler's point of view. Dovey is now at NYU studying anthropology again, pursuing a PhD. She says fiction writing and anthropology are both fertile places for the imagination.
I think all writers are ethnographers of sorts, and so it's a similar impulse, the observational impulse that, you know, writers and anthropologists are trained to have. And, you know, Clifford Geertz talks about thick description for ethnographies. I mean, he's talking about nonfiction, but I think a similar kind of layering of detail is what makes good fiction really good.
Bloodkin is being published in 11 countries. The cover of the American edition features a blurb of praise from Nobel Prize-winning novelist and fellow South African J.M. Coetzee. But Dovey, whose father is an academic and mother is a literary critic, is not so easily labeled.
Now, my dad always used to say to my sister and I when we were quite young, like, you girls are going to have 6 or 7 careers, you know, in your lifetime. Not just different jobs, but different careers.
Anthropologist Kara Dwin Dovey plans to study the politics of climate change, tracking how societies respond to enormous upheaval. Novelist Kara Dwin Dovey plans to continue exploring the complex web of human behavior in fiction. Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, NPR News.